Tuesday night in Cheshchinuch Shir or Chastes Mar Cheshvan. Hey, tomorrow night is Chodesh. I don't want to say anything. You're not obligated to do anything.
The Rav did say something.
But not, I got it, I said not at night. What's with your chavrusa taka?
I got to get hold of it. I didn't talk to him today. I tried yesterday in Queen Gavin. If somebody puts a seed on the ground, we said there's chayav on Shabbos.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really was supposed to prepare for the shiur tonight with all those that are chayav with the Mitzvah Chinuch's approach, and I didn't have time. I'm sorry.
But if he picks it up, back up. He's not. Wrong. He said that last night. Put the seed down.
Let's go over it again. Let's start from the beginning of Azriya. Musach HaShabbos Zriya. Yeah, the beginning of Zriya. Yeah, you have the. Listen to Rambam Perek Zayin Alach Gimel Azriya Zroma and Etzei Ivonos Vayamavre Chayamarkin Vayazayin there. Kalelu Av Echad Hein Vinyan Echad Hu. It's interesting that he calls Zomer not a Tolda but an Av also. Hainu Shein on Toldo, so I can show us Lovos, Vum Yashash Shabbos, Abay and Gimel Amit Veiz. The Gemara's Lashon is Kulon Melocha Achas Hein. But the Rambam interpreted that to mean that they're all Avos. There are Rishonim that hold that they're Toldos. Maybe not a tree, maybe Zorea Noteya I could hear is like Ofen Mabashel. But certainly I could hear that Mavrich, Markiv, and Zomer should be called Toldos, not... But I'll call upon them, the Rambam hold it, Sanav.
The Avazriya?
What?
The Avazriya, or each one is like a different...
No, they're not different in the sense of counting them in the 39, but you have, we had already a concept that there's co-Avos. There are things that are co-Avos and not Toldos. The best way of thinking of it, to me, is like Ofer and Mavasha, where Mavasha was on the, what's on the list?
What, money?
Ofer's on the list. Ofer's on the list, but really it was Bishul that took place in the Mishkan. Vihine, Meleches Hazriya. In Zareya B'mokam Sheroi L'Tzvoach was that Poshet. If you put the seed where it could grow. For Be'anu L'Kamen Achus Yomtiv, a much later malacha, we're only up to 31, that's number 298. By then, Yeshua man had given up. Chas v'shalom. Dal ha-zriya shezora chayov afalo hitshrit v'niklat klal. That is what the Minchas Chinuch is mevarim in that mitzvah later on. That Yimchuyif Azriya, even if, now here he says Yugenshin is Kalkel Taken Al Yidei Ezer Siba Osha Taketh Igbiyam in Akarka, he picked it right up. Chayav Al Maisa Azriya. That is what the Minchas Chinuch Shita is. Now let me see in the bottom here what he says. Now there are those who hold that you need the Hashrosha, you need it to take root to be Mechuyif Azriya. What?
During Shabbos itself or afterwards and then you have to retroactively?
I don't think it.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I'm not sure. Looking at the Mara Makayos of who argues, I would think it would have to take place. Why do we have to? Is there an egg lay towel up there? Anybody know where an egg lay towel is? Yes, egg lay towel. The footnote here. The Menachas Chinuch says clearly you're mechuyef zriya even below hishrish v'nikla klal. Right? You picked it up right away. Right? When the skalkel taketh on the day is the sibah. Now in the footnote, they bring down that the Menachas Chinuch says in that later mitzvah reish tzadik ches that Yuchayev, even if it's Hishrish Bechol. So I guess that's another Shita. You need Hishrish, but it's okay. But you need Hishrish to be Chefza of Zareya. But Kaschinuch says clearly you don't even need Hishrish. But here he brings down on the bottom that he brings down a Shita that it's okay if it's Hishrish Bechol.
Where it won't grow.
And Menachas Chinuch says it always takes a few days to be Hishrish. So like what, whatever Al Karchach. Thank you. Al Karchach. Yeah. So here they bring down that there are shitas that it has to be Hishrish on Shabbos. He definitely, and he brings down that he says it has to be, It could be Hishrish Bechol, but it sounds like it has to be Hishrish. But the Menachas Chinuch here says very clearly that he holds it doesn't have to be Hishrish at all. So here's the Egle Tau, who also wrote a sefer on Melachos. Yeh royally, Shavuot P. Here he says like this: even if he didn't cover the seed with offer, okay. Me'achas shenicha b'kaka b'mokam sheroi shetitzmach chayav miyad, and he also says v'afilu chozar v'likton koydem shetzomchu, it grew. That's already a different story.
Take it.
The Glital also holds that you're mechuyas for the Zriya even if it doesn't take root. Apparently there's three shitas. Apparently there's a shita, it has to take root, but it could take root b'chol. I don't see the logic of that. In other words, obviously the malacha is not planting, you know, just planting in a way that it takes root. I don't really understand. I understand planting in a way that it would take root, and I understand the shita that it has to take root. But it has to actually, maybe to be called Zriya, it has to take root, but it could take root b'chol also. Now, not the malacha. The malacha is the act of planting. Not the... It's not like a fiyah. No, the fiyah is the baking. Baking something is the malacha. Not the act of... Not your pu'ula, and then it bakes on itself, but your mechuyah for the act of baking. It's not like that. Baking is baking. And if you take the bread out of the oven before it bakes, you're not mechuyah. If you take the pot off the stove before it cooks, you're potter. It's baking. Zriya, they obviously held, or they have the Kabbalah, that the malacha is the act of planting. I'm trying to see if I... The act of planting in a place where it would grow, because that's called the act of planting. And if you say it has to take root, so that's also the act of planting. Maybe it's like a fear. Maybe they hold it's like a fear. It has to take root on Shabbos. But if you hold it has to take root, but it doesn't have to be on Shabbos... So, b'chara, that would mean that the act of planting is only meaningful if it actually takes root eventually, but that's not what the malacha is. The malacha is still only an act of planting. I'm trying to rationalize this middle shita. It's the act of planting that's the malacha. It's like, not like a fia, but if you hold it, it sounds like there's a shita that it has to take root.
It's a mafreya, like you said?
No. Well, I don't know if it's called a mafreya. It has to eventually take root.
You have to Shabbos.
But it's good enough if it takes root after Shabbos, because that's not what the malacha is, the taking root. That just makes the zriya real. I don't know, I guess it's such a shita. But now, come on, the Michal's chinuch is not like that. Michal's chinuch is it doesn't have to take root. It has to be in a place where it would take root and could take root, but it doesn't have to take root at all. Even if you pick it up and throw it away afterwards, you're chayav. V'loidomi la'afiyah. It's not like baking. The kohen shenefa ainu chayav. Kemulur b'shashom davdalad amadalif. Hitiru l'radoso. You're allowed to take the bread out of the oven, even though that's really an issur d'rabbanan. Rudiyah apat. Because it would involve craftsmanship to peel it off the side of the oven. What?
Say the woman put the pot in the stove. Shimon wanted to save him from the Nisa the right.
Yeah, hand. That's what the Gemara talks about. The one of the Adam Chatek, and they should use Kechavercha. The Tirul of those who called him Shetayofa. Yidei Shalo Yova. The Hosomo Afiyah Hiyamalocha, V'chayav B'shas Afiyah. I'm reading from the footnotes now. Apparently, he held the shita that holds that it has to take root, but it could take root the whole. He says that shita would hold that if it cooks the whole, you're also chayav for cooking. That's a big. It doesn't sound right, but that's. Okay, that's what the person who wrote the footnote says. Not sure. don't know, it's sort of instinctively, everybody, I think, feels that it has to cook on Shabbos, that the melacha is the cooking. But it's not really necessarily true, because our minds are maybe prejudiced. It could be it's the act of that you do to cook something, just like Zriya is the act that you do to plant something. You know, our instincts are not necessarily correct. You look puzzled. Our instinct is not correct. This is a nice chilek, but it really is a little arbitrary. Planting can be very much like cooking, and if planting is...
Planting is once or twice a year, so it can't be... it can't be till it grows or anything, because...
Take root, nothing but grow.
That's a few days anyway.
Well, that's one of the questions, that's one of the proofs of the chinuch, that it always takes a few days to take root. So, again, it seems like there's three shittas. There's the shittas achinuch, that all you have to do is the act of planting in a place where it would take root. There's the shittas that it has to take root, but it could take root b'chol. And the explanation of that would be that planting is only meaningful when it takes root, when it actually takes root. But that actuality can be b'chol. It's not like it's part of the malacha, but it just has to, that's what makes the act of planting meaningful. So that's why it could take root b'chol. And then there's the shita that it has to take root on Shabbos, that it's mamish, that's the malacha, planting, and it taking root is part of the malacha of planting.
So the afia, where he says...
Now, afia, I'm saying, I get the sense that everybody sort of instinctively feels that afia is, of course, it has to bake on Shabbos.
We should learn then that we should take it out after Shabbos if it's not going to cook on Shabbos to save the guy doing the
Yeah.
But if not, take it out on Shabbos.
Yeah. But I see in the footnote he suggests that there's a mandiyomer that the baking also could take place after Shabbos. If it bakes after Shabbos, you're still chayav. Okay.
And ask him if he picks it up. If he plant, he puts it down and then picks it up.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously. Yeah. Okay. Begam kosavti sham, says the Minchas Chinuch, in that later mitzvah, Reish Tzadik, that aklita chaya b'fnei atzmo, im zora b'shabas v'niklat bo b'yom. That's also very hard to accept. That if it does take root on Shabbos, then it's like a second malacha, like a second zriya. That's also zriya. It's the act of zriya, and it taking root is also a zriya. It's a huge chiddush. I mean, ki kaidem Shabbos mutar lizroa after niklat b'Shabbos. Ayin Shabbos perek rishon v'dvarim yiduim in tzorach l'tzoreish. Rak b'zora b'Shabbos. There could be a certain plan that could happen to. Chayav al aklita gamke. Chayav al aklita gamke. Very big chiddush. It's not so clear how the Minchas Chinuch knows this, and it's like almost. That should be like a malacha b'fnei atzma. If the act of planting is the malacha, even if you pick it up right away, it's kind of weird to say that if it takes root, that is, it's also an asiyas malacha, because who says that's the malacha b'chlal, that it should take root? Malacha is only that it should be planted, back to planting. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. He says, if it does take root on Shabbos, so you're mechuyas of that also, it's like you did two malachas. the act of planting, and it took root. It's really very hard to understand that.
The
Moshe, what?
You could be chayav during the week, according to the other man.
No, on Shabbos.
No, the other one who said if Shoei Shachar during the week, he could, if he followed that, he could say you're not chayav on.
No, you're for sure not chayav on a klita that took place during in Chol.
No, he planted it on Shabbos. Then it shows during the week. The one who said show during the week, if he held by this, he'd be chayav on the Tuesday.
No, nobody holds you chayav for taking root of during the week. But the mechaschinach being mechadish, no, that's not true. But the mechaschinach being mechadish is that you could be mechuyos for a hashrasha that took place on Shabbos. And the chiddush is, it's more than a chiddush. To me, it's like astounding. I don't see how it could be possible that you mechuyah for the act of planting and also for the taking root. But certainly, if it took root in the chol, you're not mechuyah.
He didn't do anything, also. Once he plants it,
no,
there's no further act.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell her. But that's the Minchas Chinuch. The kavanosum hainu do lahavi toleish, avu mishum zoreya chayav below him. In other words, obviously there's an implication in Tosfos that without hashrasha you didn't do a malacha. He's saying Tosfos is talking about the malacha of toleish. It's uprooted. Avu mishum, there's no hashrasha, you're not mechuyah for uprooting. Avu mishum zoreya chayav below hishrish, kemoshim biyarnu lahalan hilchas yomtiv, vayim shulchan orach orachayim, simin shun yir aleph, if ches, but zorim berurim kmoishik kasavdu lahalom. Okay. Nira poshut. Afilu im zora. I died the lag be a taken from that karka. Vla yitzmach klal. I guess he means and also not take root. Even if he did it with that in mind, that he's going to put it down on the ground, and he's going to immediately lift it up, and it won't grow, it won't take root. Not too bad. I mean, that's not a patur. Bikomoko maisa hazriya, bimokom smicha asra tatayra. What? I don't know if he needs the proof or the other one needs the proof. He says in Svara.
You plow and then cover it up straight away, you're still plowing.
Yeah, since he holds that loch of Zriya is the act of planting, it's pretty misabrit to say. I mean, maybe it's not compelling, it's not mukhrach, but I don't think you would need proof if you want to hold. And even if you had a mind to pick it up right away, you're not before you, because who cares what you're thinking? The Zeh Havalei Malacha, that's what he says. And Cain Havalei Kaboyne, he's saying it's like you build a house and you have a mind to break it down right away. Al Manas Listor, Al Kaisma, Al Manas Lipko, Levada Chayav Al Amaisa, Al Kanami came near a bar. So again, the Sushel is very not. You know, it's hard for us to understand the Tushdel.
What happened?
Because there, certainly, when you build a house, you build a house, and who cares that you're thinking to break it down? But here, okay, that's what he holds that planting is mamish like building a house. So therefore, if you have in mind to pick it up, it's mamish like building a house and then tearing it down. That's taka what he holds.
It's not like Malachim or Shevet, something like that.
Shul Verilish Yipluk to be Rishami Perak Kol Gadol Perak Haboyne Ibinyan L'Shol Chayov. It's a different issue. If he had a mind to tear it down right away, then it's only a temporary building. Different issue. Pligi Amishkan Ibinyan L'Shol Ayin Shol Vavna Tan Yeshu Medugim Midrech Kaz Bishita Dibinyan L'Shol Potter Miyashim Zehot Layamin Dibinyan Biyantim Mutim Mishim Mutim 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 Gabin means to make cheese. You're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov because of Eichel Nefesh. So why don't you say Mitoich and allow building on Yom Tov? Mitoich Shehutru L'Tzoyrech, Eichel Nefesh, Shehutru Nami Shaloi L'Tzoyrech. Should the Megabin have Ibinyan L'Shah, Ayin Shah? The Zorah Tzorachi and the Rehraman Pazuk, the Megabin Chaya B'Yom Tov. Megabin have the Yerushalmi B'Tzorachi. Okay. All Chidushim, Amish, all Chidushim. Very specific sheet to say. Because it says if you yourself are mechabit, then you're talking about Yotze. It's not like the Menchus kids. In other words, if you had in mind that you're going to blow it out before the half hour, that even though we possibly cut some hang zucker claw and the yikes of the bits if it goes out before the half hour, but if you planned on putting it out before the half hour, you're not yotzei. Since it's not like those mechachinos, but there we say that if you intended that it shouldn't burn for half hour, so that's worse than if it goes out by itself. But your intention makes it that you're lighting. It's not really a half hour light.
If you put it out by himself without intention?
By accident?
No, I think that's on purpose himself, but without, he didn't plan to put it out, but then he decided to put it out.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Babes. The Tolos of that, so the very big, because there's a lot of tradition here. The Tolos La'ov Zeh Mavur Barambam Perikhes Alokha Beis Hamash Gemayim Litzmochim B'Shabbos, watering plants. I raise the Tolos Oreya. So we had already the discussion that a lot of things are going to fall into a gray area between Choresh and Zoreya. But at the bottom of the Rambam and Perikhes says that watering plants is a told of Zoreya. Because your main accomplishment is making the earth soft. I guess that the nutrients are released more. That's what he holds. It's more of the choresh, because it's more working on the karka than working on the plant. Rabbi Yosef said with the Chayim Bishop Zorei on the Bat. So Abaye Omer with Rabbi who said Choresh, with the Doch Kasha, I have a question on you, with Rabbi Yosef Kasha. Lama lo yis Chayim Bishop Shnehem. I have a question on both, you're both right. So maybe you should be Mechuyas twice, Bishop Choresh and Bishop Zorei, yeah? Rabbi Yosef HaKaponim holds only Zoray. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. The Kosher Kivin Abaye Asek Kukushyo Lomelo Yishayev Shtayim to the Rav Kaino HaZomer or Rambam Posek Rav Kaino. Let's talk about if you're Zomer, you're pruning something but you want the wood. So you Mekuyev Shtayim, one for Zoraya and one for Kotzer. That's what the kind of statement is. A zomer b'tzorach la'etzim in b'chuyus to two malachim. One action, two malachim. You're stimulating the growth. So it's a reya, and you also kotzer if you want the wood. So a rabban paisekraf kind of a malachim dalit. Okay, lomel l'choshet v'tushin d'abaye. And here also it could be both. זה ידוע בכל הישס, איך את האסר כקושיו, ולא בטיוסטו, לא יניסטר הדין. כקושיו לשבטרת, הכושיו לבאי או סתם גמורו, טיוסטו גדולי. Really, it's more than a kushi. It's a tshuva. The makam of malachim before the heicha the ikatar the chayef daya. Rav Kosher was a karama from Yosef. The karama, karama from Yosef. Malachim karama. Marvi soda in yinamach. Marvi soda in b'chol hashas kedu. Vlobu b'gavas from chud. Advarim atikin. I would say that he's old is not Chorish. I think it's a big chiddush to say that the act of watering is really also to soften the earth and, you know, release its nutrients and cool the water. Let's see the next paragraph. Well, if he had the inviting literally Ashim Kolzeh, the Kushya Dabaya the Rabbi, he the Emes Chufta Gedola. After Rabbi Yosef, his Kasha and Rabbi Yosef, why aren't you Mechuyev twice? He Kushya Ba'alma. That's such a big Kasha. Why? Okay, let's see. But it's on a different level. Keep the Divarimoy, I believe they're covered. But really, on him, he had a Tiufta, and on Rabbi Yosef, it was only a Kushya. Now, by Yosef Rabbi, the Torah way is a Teretz. On the Slav Gemara, the Asim of Kushya, I know the Rabbi Yosef, I'm the Rabbi of a Tiufta. But I know the Rabbi Yosef, I'm the Yosef, I'm the Rabbi Rabbi says Chorish. Why in the world would there be Zoraya Chayim and Zoraya? Even the Matzliach HaGadei Zer. But, Abu Rabbi Yosef, ain't of course, it's not that Shver, Lamala Havi Chorish. I mean, you're watering, so to say that watering is not necessarily Chorish, is not such a big Kasha, and they're basically Melocha Kodemus, Pirish Rashi, Bipsochem, Del Metzayin, and Metzayin, because of the Chorish of Chassus of Zoraya, Avalei Hai Harisha told him the Zoraya. Vanuch alom the Harisha he dafka kaidem Azriya. Avu Harisha Mizroam Shin Israel and a Harisha I told him the Zoraya because it's to make it grow. King Shapa Saiver Abyez of the Chayav Rakmisham Zoraya. They have a Harisha Zriya. Avalei Mishem Echot. After he said the Chayav Mishem Chorish, when I come over the Shabbat of my Gimel of the days, the Tanaber is a cell called the Chayav Al-Akhrisha Shmiya Gamke. Zayn Abuchu Kol Kaf, Nefri Rav Yitzhak Lasfiru Leke. In other words, even a Chorish, even a real Chorish that's after it's planted, is maybe only Zoraya. So Kosher came a watering. Kushas Hashas Mechtei Mikrav Kari Bereisha Shiyeh from Teretz Akher. Okay, we'll stop here. I would think that who said Bechlal that watering is Chayrish? To be Chayrish, you have to say you're softening the earth and making it more roi for the Zriya. Is that Mukhra? That that's what watering does? Maybe watering just is like food to the place. Who said it's Chayrish? Maybe Rabbi Yosef holds it's not even Chayrish. I guess there's an assumption that it is. I mean, apparently.
Is the Rav familiar with this, he's working on this axiom that if it's a Tiyuvta, so then that has to be the halacha. If it's a kasha.
That's what my fourth grade Rebbe told me.
But if it's just a kasha, so then you can.
That's what my fourth grade Rebbe told me.
I guess it must be true.
Must be true. That's about all I remember.
Okay.